When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his visionary wife.
Ooh.
I had a vision.
You had a vision.
And I knew you were the one.
What did you see? Oh, you knew I was the one.
Yeah, really? I knew you were the one.
Really? Because yes, a lot of people didn't see it.
A lot, and that's what I love. It was
a
like
lot
a
of people
diamond
didn't see
in
it
the
for
rough.
Years. A lot of people maybe still
it.
Don't see it.
That's all that matters. I don't care what they see or don't see. I'm happy I saw it
really?
10 years ago. Yeah,
talk
I knew.
To me, baby. Talk to me.
I knew Abel was the one. But it was several things. It was both spiritual, but it was also practical. I mean, you guys, girls, a lot of you guys are followers of Christ like we are. Some of you aren't. That's okay. Yeah, God says and shows. But I think even before all the spiritual stuff, there has to be practical stuff where you know your guy's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't think there's the one.
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't.
Like, we say that, like, just because the one that I chose is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The one that I knew I was going to marry.
I don't think that, so, by the one is, we don't, I don't believe, and you don't believe, that God made a single person
no.
for another person.
No. God made me as an individual. My purpose, my calling, my life,
Got
my,
it.
It's individual, and I choose who I share that with.
Yeah.
Right? And I choose who I bring into my life and who I'm going to share their life with.
Yeah.
But it's not like God's when God was making Rosie, he was also thinking of Abel. I don't think so. He was thinking of Rosie.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. That means I'm an individual. And in marriage, I still have my individuality, but I choose to become one with you. So that's what I mean by the one, by empezar. I hope a lot of you young ladies got that. Don't sit here and tell me I'm waiting for God to show me who the one is, girl. You can choose. Make some decisions beforehand. Choose what school you're going to go to. Choose what you're going to wear. Choose what color you're going to dye your hair. Not letting your mama do it all the time so that you can learn to fail while you're in their home and they can help you. And then you can choose the man that you want.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I knew that I was choosing you because no one thought we should be together.
Right. I agree.
But I just knew. I mean, there was that age difference that like really bothered me. But it bothering other people didn't bother me. I didn't care what they thought.
Yeah.
I was like, no, this I got to deal with this stuff. Can you handle it? But first, before I tell you how I knew you were the one that I wanted, how did you know? I don't know if you've ever told me.
So, one day, I was walking.
Are you being? See, you're not even being serious.
What are you talking about?
Are you being serious? Okay, no. I bet. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Yeah,
go.
You did interrupt me.
I apologize.
Was very, very.
It was rude. I'm sorry.
All right. One day I was walking and I looked up and the clouds said Rosie. They spelled R-O-S-I-E? No, Y.
Oh, no, that's a Rosie. That's another girl.
Oh, okay.
That's a very Mexican, doesn't speak English girl.
I thought it was a sign of like, oh, okay, my bad.
No, that was your sign?
No, that was not my sign. I'm just kidding.
How did you know? How did you know you wanted to marry me?
I know that I wanted to marry someone like you. So see, growing up, I've always liked lighter skin girls. Okay, and you've always been beautiful. You've only gotten beautiful as time has gone by.
Oh, really? I was beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You've always been beautiful since I've known you. Okay.
Okay.
Since I've known you.
But before that.
I don't know, babe. I don't know. That it's subjective. You know, it's a little Picasso. You know, it's subjective.
Picasso. Okay, you're right. Yeah, I had some bad years, and you saw pictures, and
And when you met me, I was in my Picasso years too. So it's all right. You know, it's a little bit of cubism right there.
I like that Picasso years. Okay.
And so you're beautiful, and so I mean, you checked all those, but genuinely, my biggest thing was a girl and her brain. I really did not want to be with somebody that I looked down upon. Yeah. Like there's certain people, I'm sorry. It's the wrong thing to say, like look down upon, but I did not want to feel like my partner was inferior to me mentally or could either.
Some guys like that, eh?
Maybe. I don't know, but that's not me. And I'm not trying to be mean in any which way. It's just for me, my thing was like, I need her to be able to keep up mentally.
In a conversation. Be able to do some stuff on her own.
And really understand jokes that have double meaning to them.
Very dry, dark jokes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not really being mean. There's an underlying joke on there that actually makes it very soft type of a deal. And that was like my main thing. And hanging out with you was great. And when
we were good friends,
yes, in our friendship, it was great. So you met a lot of great, great characteristics that I was really looking forward to in a woman. So honestly, babe, like that was the biggest thing for me. I wasn't looking for the one; it just kind of came to be, and I was just super lucky that I found it at an early age of not having to search that much.
You wouldn't have started dating me unless. If I didn't meet these requirements to begin with, because you date to marry.
I give you my word. Yes. In my family, in my eyes, I date to marry. Like there's no point for us to go on a date. There was girls that I didn't even bother going on a date with.
What about those girls that you dated for like a day or a week?
Oh, see, those aren't dating. That was us talking. And in that day, in that week, I realized something where I'm like, and it was a little dry because I didn't ever end anything. And see, although...
You ghosted people, Abel? A little bit. Abel, that's not okay. A little bit. You don't ghost people.
Yeah, but it's better than to like make them feel bad about themselves. And instead, they can be like, oh, there's something wrong with him. You know?
All right.
And it was like... So it wasn't like... How do I put this? It wasn't
to those like two girls that Abel ghosted.
I did not leave them on a high note of like, oh, we're going to get married one day and it's going to be... Right. No.
Well,
it was just
you
like,
literally talked to her for a day.
Yeah, so it was like that, you know? And these were girls that either saw me as a potential suitor or something like that. I don't know. Maybe their moms told them something. I don't know because... Anyway. It wasn't for me, you know, and that was it. So I'm looking you dead in the eye right now.
Yes.
If your brain would have not have matched your exterior beauty, I don't think we would have been together. We would not be together.
So you do think my brain is beautiful?
I do think your brain is beautiful. Because I genuinely appreciate your mind.
Do you know that you compliment it less than you compliment my outer beauty?
Oh, that's because it's a given. It's like it's not a given. One of those things that I just thank God, you know? It's one of those things like thank you, God. I knew she was gonna be beautiful, but I didn't know she was gonna come with a brain too, you know?
Well, so you wouldn't have chosen me if I didn't have a brain.
No.
Right. Well, that's good to know. I like those qualities and I'm glad to know it. In that sentence, my friends, my listening ladies, most of the stuff he said is the reasons why I chose him. Like we had a really good friendship, someone that had good humor. Rosie, like dark, dry humor that we would mostly get in trouble for if we said our jokes out in public. I like that. But I knew Abel was the one that I was going to choose when I saw he was a good son. Mm-hmm. If he could be a good son, he'll be a good husband. He was respectful. He was loving. He was caring. He would serve his mom. He would help his mom. He would listen to his mom. You know, he if she had certain rules while he was living under her home, he would follow them. And then when
to like really bring it out though, I never have been a mama's boy.
No, that's different.
That was different.
If he was a mama boy, never. Could never be with the mama's boy.
My mom was a single mom. It was just me and her for a long time. And then 10 years later, my little brother and sister were born.
And he was a good brother. That's what I saw too.
And so it was like, it's me and my mom, you know, and we were kind of partners in life. So it was kind of like, I got to be there to help her type of a deal.
Yeah, no. Well, let me know that you were not a mama's boy was that you moved out. Like when we were dating, Abel had already lived on his own, but you were still a good son. That's what I meant. I don't want a mama's boy. If your man is still living at home, no. I couldn't do a mama's boy, and I'm not going to have a mama's boy. I love my Eli, and I give him hugs and kisses, but he's being taught to be independent and not have to depend on me for anything. So, yeah, mama's boy is different from being a good son. You're a good brother. And I knew that you would be a good dad. Yeah. So I want you to see characteristics, ladies, that will show you how he will treat you and your children. If you want to know how a man lives his life, ride in a car with him. Because the way he drives is the way he lives his life. Dime que no. Alégame. No. Yes, no. Baby. You're a type of man that is a little bit impatient. And if you want to see his defects, okay? Because, girl, you got to see his defects, too. If you want to see your man's defects, take a ride with him. You're going to notice.
This sounds like some Bronx Tale, like, stuff. Like, if Bronx Tale was from a girl's perspective, that would have been.
We need it, too, girl.
Do the test. This is the test, girls.
It's not a test. Girl. Just there, you will find some defects there.
What defects?
You don't have road rage. You don't. In fact, I love it how when someone is a jerk to you on the road, you'll never flip someone off. You'll never yell. You'll just be like, really, man? And that's kind of how you are. When people are mean and rude to Abel, he doesn't fight back. He doesn't sit here and throw a pity party. He's just like, really, dude? Like, that's who you're going to be? And then he moves on. And I'm like, I like that. So he's not contentious. He's not angry. And you could tell that. If your man has road rage, girl, be careful. Mm. Like, it's going to come out somewhere else in his life. Some of the some of the interesting things about Abel that I saw
is that... He waits till the last minute to get off the exit. He doesn't change the lanes ahead of time. He doesn't plan ahead.
And I plan ahead. I know what lane I start turning into my right lane, 2 or 3 exits ahead. Mm. You do it right before. And don't tell me that's not how you're not in your life. You wait till the last moment, correct?
It's not the last moment.
But it's close too. Right. So girls, you'll know.
I've only ever had to reverse on the freeway like twice. Okay.
Right. That, you think he's joking, but we've really reversed on a shoulder to get off the exit. So yeah, just take a ride with him. And obviously don't tell him that you're watching. But if he speeds, if he's really slow, if he doesn't pay attention, if he's angry, if he's polite. You can really tell when a man's polite when he lets other people in the lane. Get me? So that was one of the things that I noticed. I'm like, okay, I see the stuff that isn't my favorite, but I also see great stuff when you drive. Mm. Also, see how your man reacts to some internet being down. Like if he throws something across the room, he has an anger issue. Obviously, we all get annoyed when the Wi-Fi isn't working. But do we chill out and find something else to do? Do we look for a solution? Do we get angry and throw the computer away? Like you really have to see. Basically, what I'm trying to tell you is check out your man when he's frustrated. Mm. Dating can be amazing, especially the first 3 months, the first 6 months. So it's great. But if you don't have one argument, if you never see him frustrated, if you see how he treats his mama, you're not really getting the full him.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I got to see the full you, mm-hmm. because we were friends. Yeah. And then because you were a single man living on his own, I got to see how clean you were. I got to see how responsible you were with food and purchasing and stuff like that. But those were the practical ways that I knew, like, I can do life with this guy. I'm going to laugh with him. Yeah. I'm going to have a chill person that's not explosive. I'm already explosive, guys. That was me. I was the angry one. And I had to know that about myself, one, to change it, and two, not to marry another explosive person. We were going to kill each other,
yeah.
Right? So sometimes you look at yourself and your defects and you look for the opposite. Mm. And a lot of my weaknesses were Abel's strengths. Wow. Would you agree?
Yeah.
So
agreed.
Same
way on the opposite side.
Yeah?
A lot of your defects...
No, this was going to be a compliment.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Go try again.
Or your strengths. And no, a lot of your defects taught me about myself too.
Really? Like what?
Because yeah, some of your...
I drive perfectly. I don't know what you're defects, talking about.
Some of your defects that I didn't like.
Defects even, is in plural?
That I didn't appreciate.
Right.
Did teach me of like, I also
Being
need to
more
learn
assertive.
From Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some stuff that I learned about myself that I didn't necessarily enjoy being in a relationship with you in the beginning, but I'm like, there's something to
Give
this.
Give the example, because I
just,
know the example you're
She's
talking
just a
about.
Little, she's taking it to another level of being assertive, of like...
Telling the waiter
or customer service and stuff yeah. like that. And so, I mean, let's say we were at Target and you're returning something, they didn't want to take it back. This is just a scenario, this didn't happen. Everybody's gone through this, and yeah. I'm sure you have your own story. But they didn't want to help you, or they were just kind of giving you the runaround. I would have just kind of just taken the loss and just kind of just gone on my way, or gone about it in a different way of like either hoping or not begging, but like being very like a pity party about it and see if it would do get my way. But you wouldn't. You were the opposite. You would do it and you would escalate it to the point where it would make it uncomfortable for them, and they would do it just to get you out of their hair or whatever.
But that would make you uncomfortable.
That would make me uncomfortable.
Because you weren't used to that.
Yeah, but the end result was what you wanted. Yeah. So you got what you wanted. You just did it in an escalate. You escalated it extremely fast. Of like you went from they just told you one no, and then you escalated into that different Rosie, where it scared us all in the line that were behind you, and then they were like, oh snap, we don't want to mess around with her. Let's just give her $5.99 back onto this gift card. And then they gave you...
And well, you taught me that I learned things from him. Like, hey, you're kind of accelerating it too quick. Like, wait to the second or third no.
Yeah.
So I learned how to still be assertive, because that's still me and I like that about me, but not being rude or hurting someone. Get me? They are, in the end, just a cashier. Mm-hmm. And I never meant to hurt anyone. I never meant to, like, man, you never think I can ruin her whole day. She doesn't want to be here in the first place.
Yeah.
Now I see them as individuals while I still want my $5.99 back.
Yeah.
So you helped me see that, but I'm glad to know that that helped you, you know, be a
student. Yeah, and so, yeah, I did that. I've learned to do that as well, and it's helped me, and I think you've balanced my non-confrontational personality and balanced it into, no, I need to do what's just.
Yeah.
And I think that I've helped you understand, and you've brought it down a few tweaks.
To not be too confrontational.
A few clicks,
I never meant to hurt anyone, but girls, sometimes we do. We're only thinking about that $5.99 and not the fact that there's a person on the other side. But yeah, these are practical ways. I mean... Take trips, take a road trip, go to Target. Guys, you can see how much your girl spends. If she goes in for a lipstick and comes out with $200, that's something you got to know for marriage. Girls, you know, check him out while he's driving, when the internet's down, how he treats his mama. But there was a spiritual way. Like everyone told me, almost everyone told me, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And I really felt like, nah, there's something here. I know it. I know this looks crazy to the world, but I know that there's something here. So I went to God and I asked God and I said, I need a verse that can be my anchor. Not only for all these people doubting us, but for when the doubts come with us. So God gave me a great verse, you know, that had to do with age, with the age difference, with which was what was bothering me personally, our age difference. Everything else about Abel was perfect for me. Even his defects were like, hey, I can handle this. I don't mind this, you know? And God gave that to me, and it was in the book of Ruth. And Noemi tells her daughter-in-law, Ruth, I can't have another kid for you. If I did get pregnant and you waited for him to mature, you'd get bitter. And so what God was telling me was, hey, he has a little bit more physical maturing to do. Don't get bitter while you wait.
Yeah.
And it was little things like dealing with credit, speeding, because at a certain age, guys speed more. And I had already been through that stage. And it's like repeating certain things. Don't get bitter, Rosie. You knew what you were getting into. So that just helps me. And as wives, I would give you the same advice, whether he's younger than you or there are differences. Don't get bitter.
Yeah.
Don't get bitter waiting for him to mature. Even as a husband, don't get bitter with your wife. Learn to let stuff go. Give grace to make mistakes. Give love. And don't get bitter along the way, because you're going to be in this marriage forever.
Yeah.
And bitterness will make you still think about the mistake he made when you were married for 2 years.
Yeah.
And that's not going to help anyone. So that's my anchor. Anchor now when there are differences in our lives are like, nope, God told me. And you know, don't get bitter, Rosie. And whenever I feel like, nah, what if this is the wrong guy? What if we got married too soon? What if the age difference is heavier than we can handle? I'll go back to that verse where God told me, you can choose. You have a right to choose. And I go back, hey, I chose this man. So there's some responsibility on me too. Not everything is your man's fault. You can't sit here and blame him. It's all him and no, girl, you chose him. Now stand by your choice. Stand firm in your choice. No matter what your mama says, no matter what your friends say, stand by your choice that you made in love and in hopefully in mindfulness also.
So that list that probably each and every one of you girls has out right now about what the perfect man is that you wrote down back 5-6 years ago when you were journaling one day that you're looking at right now, in that list, I want you to think of that list and prioritize it. Mm. Find some non-negotiables. Some.
Yes. Okay?
Some.
Don't wait for the man to meet 100% of that list.
No. I'm going to get to that part.
Oh.
Some. Okay? I'm talking about 3 to 5 non-negotiables of like, this is what he has to have. This is what the type of man he has to be. And then the rest of the 138 things that he needs to check off on that list, those are either stuff that you got to understand that it's going to come along the way, or he's not going to be the best at them, or he's going to do them sometimes. Because keeping it straight up, I'm not Rosie's 100% dream guy that I think that she has down on a list, and we've talked about this, and we've gone through it. And
you're definitely the best that was out there for me, though.
Thank you,
not without a doubt.
And my wife, some days she checks off a lot of boxes off of my list, and then some days she doesn't check them off. But she's always checked off the very, very important ones. And those are just non-negotiables that kind of she came standard with. And I hope that it's the same way on the other side. But there is that you have to understand, is that you will never find the one, because the one apparently is perfect. The one meets every criteria at every moment and every second of the day. And that's just not going to happen, because the perfect person that exists out there,
you probably don't meet it.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably don't meet that one.
Perfection is a really stressful thing to carry. I wouldn't want the perfect man, because I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't handle that life of always feeling inferior to the perfect dude. So I'm glad you definitely meet my non-negotiables. But you're not perfect, so that gives me leeway to be like, hey, I'm not perfect either. We're just in this together.
Yeah. Perfection is unachievable. There's this great way to state it. There was this really good quote by somebody smart from a very, very long time ago that I saw on Instagram. That probably really wasn't them. But it was like something along the lines of, there is no such thing as perfection. There is only daily improvement.
Mm. I'm sure that was quoted as Denzel Washington, because they give him a lot of the good quotes now. But yeah, that is good. That is good. So, but really, take your list. Have non-negotiables. Also, I mean, even think about defects. I know it sounds weird because we only think about the good things, but I put on my list defects that I wouldn't mind. Mm. You know, like my man will sometimes leave his shorts on the floor. It doesn't drive me crazy. Uh-huh. It really doesn't. And I'm like, look, God, my man's clean, but he's not like a clean freak. I didn't want a clean freak because that would just stress me out. So there are certain like what we call defects that I could handle, that I'm like, it's almost endearing. Write those down too, because I know you're only thinking about how good he looks and smart he looks and his bank account and his education, but what are some things that you would find endearing?
Yeah.
Put those down on the list too. And really, like, don't look for that 100%. Look for it. It's going to be about anywhere from 60 to 80% of that man. And then you know what? Be a visionary for him and know that he could be that man. Love him for who he is now, but always cheer him on and treat him as if he was that 100%, because he will grow into it with your cheering. If he knows you support him and you have his back and you believe in him, then it'll create that environment for growth. He's not doing it for you. And if he doesn't become that, you're still going to love him.
Yeah.
But creating that environment for growth for you and for him.
Yeah.
And so that's how I knew you were the one I wanted. And
that's awesome, babe.
You're still, even on bad days, when my mind goes crazy and I'm thinking, dude, we should get a divorce. I'm still like, but who would I date, dude? Like, there's no one that has able stuff. I wouldn't find it. I wouldn't find this same thing in another person. So I stay. Yeah. And then my mind chills out, and usually my period is over. Yeah. And I'm like, what the heck was I thinking? I wouldn't want to be with anyone else.
Yeah, it was so great. So I guess you could say I'm still the one.
The one I run to?
Yeah.
The one that I belong to?
Yeah.
Are we doing it in Spanish?
No, that one didn't work out. Well, the English one didn't work out either.
Yes, it did. Shania, it was her number one song.
They both didn't work out. You know what? That was probably a precursor.
Okay, it worked out as a song.
It worked out as a song.
And then they both ended up divorced. Yeah. Shania Twain and Rogelio Anyways. Martinez.
Well.
Still a great song.
This is The Power of Us. We'll see you guys next week.
Love you guys.